We had a good time discussing this in Bible study on Tuesday. And one of the things that we were curious about was the fact that it says, and we will make people in our image. Who is this we? Who is this our? Is God speaking in the plural, in the royal we? You know, the Queen of England still says that. If you listen carefully when you hear her on the TV, she speaks of we because she is the country. She is the embodiment of all the people of England. The royal family, the king, was the country. And so they use that plural. Perhaps that's it. Perhaps he was speaking to the Word, which we hear in John. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all together, creating the world. Perhaps he was speaking to the heavenly host, the angels of heaven, helping him in his creation. I don't know. I wasn't there. It doesn't tell us. But I don't think that's the most interesting point at all. I think the most interesting point is that we are created in His image. The birds weren't created in His image. The earth wasn't created in His image. Even the stars in the heavens, which are so beautiful at night when you're out at the coast and there's no streetlights around and you look up and you see that Milky Way and all those stars and planets. Whew, wow, it's still just awes me that all that stuff is up there and that it's all doing all the things that our scientists tell us about. None of that was created in His image. We are created in His image. We people who our psalm says, who are we, humankind, that you pay so much attention to us, made a little lower than heavenly beings. We are created in God's image. We have the ability to create. We have the ability to conceive of things that haven't been created yet. We have the ability to think. We have the ability to choose. And unfortunately, we have the ability to choose wrong. We can choose to be in communion with God. We can choose to be in harmony with His creation. We can choose to take the responsibilities that He has given us. Or we can choose to go our own way and abuse those things that He has given us. Joyce said something earlier that struck me. She said, I know we all have good memories of our fathers, but that's not true. I don't have good memories of my father until I was an adult. He wasn't there. And the stepfather I had was abusive. A lot of people have real problems with Christianity because when we speak of God the Father, they go, ooh, Father, I don't know about that. My father beat me. My father left me. My father abandoned me. My father tried to kill me. My father beat my mother, my father. They don't want a father for a God. When I was working as a chaplain in the prison in Wakulla, I heard a story. It was about a chaplain who had a friend who worked for a greeting card company. And the friend came to him a few weeks before Mother's Day and says, you know, I've got all these cards. And they're out of date. They're no longer in use. We're going to end up throwing them away. I was wondering, can I donate them to your ministry? Can I donate them to your chaplaincy? Could you use them in the prison? And the chaplain says, oh, golly, that sounds like an interesting idea. I think I'll give that a try. So he took and got a bunch of Mother's Day cards, and he made them available. People wanted to come by, if the inmates wanted to come by and pick up a Mother's Day card, and wow, you know, bunches of them came and got Mother's Day cards. And the warden came to him after Mother's Day and said, you know, the the atmosphere has changed. The whole prison seems to be doing better this week after you gave away all those Mother's Day cards. That was a great idea. Thank you for doing that. So the chaplain thought, wow, this is a great thing. And of course, Father's Day came along, and he thought, well, I'm going to call my friend up and see if he's got some Father's Day cards. This will be wonderful. And he got a bunch of Father's Day cards, and he made them available, and three people came to get them. Is there some root in our society lacking fathers that creates criminals? Perhaps so. Our relationship with our fathers colors the whole rest of our lives. Our relationship with our families colors the whole rest of our lives. I talk to people who talk about not having a father there when they were growing up and the emptiness that left in them. I've talked to people who had a father who was abusive or addicted or a criminal himself or otherwise not very functional, and families that are not very functional, and how that led to struggles, difficulties, crime, problems. Not that everybody who doesn't grow up with a father turns out to be a criminal. Many people don't. I had the good fortune of having a grandfather who was around for me, who was there for me, who taught me about the birds and the beast, to identify some of the trees and plants and something about some of the animals of North Florida, and took me fishing and took me hunting and was a dad to me. I was fortunate that there was somebody there to fill that role. But there was still that emptiness. And many times in talking with people who I've met through the prison system or who I have met through working with addicts, I've run into this problem where they don't want to have much to do with Christianity. They don't want to have much to do with God because they see that God, the Father image, as something not very attractive. And some of them, I've had the opportunity to speak to them and say, well, you know, if your Father wasn't there for you, what a wonderful possibility that there could be a Heavenly Father who would be there forever. Oh, yeah, Chaplain, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought about it that way. Just because our human fathers are not always very generous doesn't mean that our Heavenly Father is not generous. It just means that our human fathers are human and lacking and limited. God loves us so much that He gives us all of this. He gives us life. He gives us the wonders of the world. He gives us the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the dominion over all things. God shows His love to us in myriad ways. We as fathers love our children, but sometimes we forget to show them, to give them the gifts the way God gives us gifts. Sometimes we forget to tell them how much they mean to us. Sometimes we forget to say until it's too late. And sometimes we as children forget to say too. On this Father's Day, I thank God for being my father. Because when my earthly father was not there, my heavenly father was. When my earthly father was not healthy, my heavenly father was the epitome of health. When my earthly father could not show me love, my heavenly father was the Lord of love. Thank God for God and for His Son. Thank you, God, for being here, for willing to be a father to your people, us, your people. We are your people. We seek to be your people. And so we need to share that love, to tell people about our Heavenly Father, to be father to children, sometimes mother to children, to reach out to people, to reach out to tell them that the love is there, even though people may not have been able to show it or share it or know it or care. The love is there. It's in Him. When we try and fill that place that divine love should be, that Heavenly Father should be, that emptiness that we have when things have not gone well with earthly things, then we find ourselves mired in sin and addiction and all kinds of earthly problems. When we fill our lives with the Lord of love, our Heavenly Father fills us with all good things, gives us all good things. 6 days God labored. If we can do good things in 6 days, imagine how much God can make in 6 days. If Don can make great things in furniture in 6 days, imagine what wondrous world God can bring into existence in 6 days. Even the cosmologist now refer to the beginnings of the universe as the Big Bang. In the beginning was the Word. And God said, and it was so. God loves us. Enough to give us light. Enough to give us life. Enough to give us peace. Enough to give us love. Enough to forgive us when we turn away from Him. Forget Him. Forget to tell Him how much we appreciate His gifts. If you haven't thought about your father today on Father's Day, I encourage you to do that. If he's still around, I encourage you to tell him you're glad he's here, even if he hasn't always been a great dad. But most of all, tell your Heavenly Father how much you appreciate him and the gift of his Son, that we could all be one family with one Father and one peace. Amen.